This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona.
And I'm Tammy Strontz from Stephenville, Texas, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 4th, episode 885. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
Well, nobody tells me anything. That was brand new sounder. So thanks, Glenn, for doing something just to throw us off a little bit. My God. Well, hey, it's estrogen day here on Horses in the Morning. We have three girls that I'm going to talk to in just a second, including myself. And then we're going to have three girls as guests. So hold on, men. You might learn some today. It's going to be good. Well, I am here, of course, with our intrepid producer, Jennifer. And I would like to welcome Tammy Srantz from the Western Radio Show for filling in for Glenn. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, guys. Or should I say girls?
There you go. Don't say guys. We are not allowed to use the world. Men, boys, or guys on this radio show today is not going to happen. And Tammy is in because Glenn is, I don't know, off gallivanting around driving his pony somewhere and didn't even tell me where he was going. So that is the special thing. Now, just to introduce my listeners or our listeners to Tammy, in case you don't listen to the Western Radio Show that much because Alan's on it and, you know, whatever. Just remember, Tammy's on it too.
yeah, it's a team effort.
Well, Tammy is a cowboy mounted shooter. She's like the toughest chick you're ever going to want to meet, except for her guns have no ammo. They do shoot powder. But Tammy is, I like to think of her as the Boyd Martin of the Western world. And if you don't get that joke, Tammy, it's because Boyd Martin is an inventor that continually hurts himself and then just keeps coming back. He just keeps coming back for more.
Yes,
and you're
yes,
kind of
you
are back to mounted shooting after. Give us a little rundown of what's kind of happened to you recently.
Well, yeah. Well, a lot of people come up and they're like, "Oh, you're so unlucky, Tammy." Like, no, I've had horses my whole life, and I've had one or two horse wrecks, and I consider that pretty good, considering the amount of horses I ride. But the first accident, Jamie, that wasn't my fault. That was a drunk driver. We were coming back from the stock show. We're turning left on a green arrow, and this drunk driver just came up. It was 10 o'clock at night, came over the hill, hit the car, had a head injury, took me about 2 years to get back from that. I had rehab, surgery, all that stuff. And it was kind of ironic because it happened right after, a week after I got back from being a guest speaker at Riders for Helmets. So I had been listening about head injuries and all that. And then next thing I know, there I am. So I am proud to say I am a Western rider that always wears my riding helmet all the time. So thank you. give a plug to the truck school there who sends me all my helmets, but I do wear them every single ride. So I was healing up from that, got my speech back, got my balance back, and then the reason I was shooting in a dressage saddle, you know those labels that you see, Jamie, that says product is not, you know, used for nothing, you know, declared on the label or whatever that warning is. Don't use product misintended.
They try to wash their hands of your responsibility.
Yeah, that's the label that needed to go onto my Isabel dressage saddle because I was shooting in it. I had one mare. She's got a really weird back, and I was getting a saddle made for her because she was sore. And I thought, well, that dressage saddle's not going to hurt her. I'll just shoot in that. So anyway, I was flying down the rundown towards the back of the arena, and the only problem I really had was landing on my pistol. If I had have landed on the sand, that would have been one thing, but it was kind of like lung versus gun and gravity.
Oh,
and
man.
Gun won. So punctured lung, broke 3 ribs. So at first I didn't think it was that bad. So they kind of scooped me up in the golf cart and took me back to the office. And I thought, well, I'll be fine, you know. And then I guess it was a small leak in the lung. It took a while for it to come down.
And
anyway, 3 days in ICU. Later, they patched it up, and I'm back shooting again. So, anyway, just don't shoot in a dressage saddle. It was just really bad timing for that stirrup. And the stirrup, Jamie, it actually broke in half in the metal. The actual metal cracked. And
wow.
I've never seen that before. Yeah. So, some bright spot on my Facebook page. Always check your tack before you ride.
you can check... A stirrup? Like, what am I going to bang it on the fence every time I ride? That's crazy. Have an x-ray.
So anyway.
X-ray that stirrup.
Yeah. New stirrups for me, new stirrup leathers. I still shoot in it a little bit, and I still ride in it a lot because I really enjoy that saddle. But, you know, sometimes it just happens.
Wow. Now, of course, you had one even before that one. We don't need to get into all the injuries, but there's been 3 massive injuries that most people would be like, you know, this sport is too tough. I can't keep. But we're horse girls, and horse girls just keep going. And just so I can give you guys a little bit of a heads up in case, well, let's see. I don't want to jinx myself. I'm not going to wood right now. I'm taking Jet. My horse that you guys are very familiar with, he has been doing a lot better. And I've started him on a ThyroL treatment, and he's picking up weight. And we did the UltraGuard treatment, and we did the SmartPak gut conditioners. We've done a billion things to make this horse better, and he's doing great. So what the hell? I'm taking him to a jumper show this weekend, Jennifer. Oh, my... Are you sure you want to? Are you going to ride him at the jumper show, or are you just tricking us here? Little play on words. You're just taking him there. I am planning on riding him at the jumper show, but we're going to do some small stuff. We're only doing the 3-foot jumpers, so it's not like we're going,
only
you know.
3-foot jumpers.
That sounds like fun.
Yes, thank you, Tammy. But for those who know Jed very well, when he gets a little stressed out in warm-up, when he hasn't been competing a lot, he may buck a little bit, and usually we're that guy. So I'm taking students to this show. I'm taking children to this show, so please don't let me be that guy. I really don't want to be that guy having this horse for the weekend. So I just wanted to let you guys know ahead of time that I am doing this. And we'll see how it goes. But like you say, Tammy,
I need to like fill in next week for you.
I was going to say, Tammy, are you available Monday?
Yeah. Be on standby. That'd be great.
No problem. Count me in. Can you YouTube your run?
Yeah, Tammy, I was at the very prestigious Galway Downs in California, and they have this beautiful show jumping warm-up that is right next to the racetrack that they have, and they were breaking horses out of the gate. And my ex-race horse, this is Galway Downs. This is where, like, the top of the top compete, and I just happened to sign up and go. And there was a group of people standing along next to the warm-up, you know, watching everybody. And I remember actually Jet running into this group of people and scattering them because he was galloping sideways at them. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And there's, like, an old lady in a chair. I mean, it was a disaster. So I'm hoping that my horse is a little more broke. He has only jumped once since last November. So we may bump down to the 2.9. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. We'll see how he's behaving,
Jamie,
actually.
I'm more concerned with I'm not as concerned with how many times have you jump schooled him since November. How many times has he bucked since November? That's what I'm more concerned about.
He's bathing it.
I don't want to answer that question, so I don't jinx myself.
Okay.
But okay. We'll move on. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up.
I wish I lived closer to you, Jamie.
Say what, Tammy?
I wish I lived closer. I'll come watch. Something's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be on YouTube by Monday. They'll have a million hits.
Jennifer,
what is coming up on today's show?
Besides craziness on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, effing Frank, our favorite kitty, has an appointment with a kitty psychologist. Ellie Price takes us to the American Mustang movie. Olympic eventer Gina Miles offers insight into this year's Rolex Kentucky three-day event. She knows she's been there. And finishing our Friday hack around the block, really bad ads is here. No kick, no bite, no rear.
Excellent.
Tammy,
yes.
You're up.
Daily Winnie.
Oh, that's your Winnie sound, Tammy. That's the Winnie sound.
Yeah, I'm the rookie
daily
on this
Winnie.
Show, guys. You're going to have to hold my hand. I do have a Daily Winnie, though.
Okay, good.
My daily to one of my friends, her name is Betsy Bixby, and it was with her help that we created a nonprofit that we work with called Freedom Horses. And you can kind of learn more at freedomhorses.org. But basically what it is a horsemanship program for women in need, like through the shelters or anyone who's suffered violence or abuse or anything like that. And Betsy kind of stood up when I was at a trial ride and said, this is what I want to do, and if somebody wants to help me, just contact me. So I did, and Betsy and I have been very good friends ever since and had a lot of wonderful ladies come through the organization, and it's just been so rewarding for me. So I'd like to thank Betsy, because without her, I wouldn't be part of that awesome nonprofit. So that's my winning. It's long, but it goes out to Betsy.
Cool. Jen, there we go. Well, I mentioned him once already, and that is Boyd Martin, who is currently with a broken leg and was unable to compete at a big horse trial this weekend. I believe it's at the Fork. And so Philip Dutton stepped in to ride Boyd Martin's horses in an advanced horse trial, advanced and or three-star. And just to let you know, Philip Dutton had never ridden any of these horses up until he goes in for the dressage test. Like, the warm-up is when he first sits on these horses for the first time. And I would like you to know that Philip Dutton, on his first time sitting on Trading Aces, is tied for second place after dressage. He also had a good test on Otis Barbiotieri, who is continuing his comeback following the injury from the London Olympic Games there in the intermediate division. And again, first time was yesterday. Can you imagine
that's
that, Tammy? Isn't that crazy?
That's the stuff I love to hear. That's awesome.
That's why you need to go to Rolex. Yeah,
I know. I'm trying to rearrange my schedule. I don't know why. I've just had this lifelong fascination with Rolex, and I so want to go.
English or Western, it doesn't matter what sport you ride. The whole thing is just dang impressive. So definitely try to make it. Just to make mention, we are all, everybody who listens to the show, if you want to meet up with us, we are going to meet at Fence 1 on the cross-country course 30 minutes before the first horse goes out on course. Hang out, walk around, see some jumps, and then, you know, you can come up and kick Glenn in the shin for all I care. I mean, you don't have to hang out with us, but you can if you want. But we'll be out there, and I'll have the little baby with me, and he'll be in his jogging stroller, Tammy, and then you could be there too. People get kick you in the shin.
I just want to go so bad. I was actually at the Kentucky Horse Park about 2-3 weeks ago for another work obligation, and I snuck out to the course and kind of had a walk around at some few jumps, and I just wanted to look at them and touch them, and I got to go to Rolex.
I know. You really do. You really do. It is so fantastic. Our first guest, Jennifer, is lining up. And, Tammy, just so I can give you a heads up on why we are having a woman named Arden Moore. She is an animal behavioral consultant and the host of O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. And we're having her on because I have a cat. And I've never had a cat this long, nor have I ever really had an inside cat. But you can't have an outdoor cat in Phoenix because they just cook. So Frank is an inside slash outside cat. And I don't get a whole ton of sleep anymore having a baby. But I get less sleep than my because of my cat than my baby. Uh-huh. And the cat in the middle of the night at about, well, at about 1:30 in the morning, which I've been long asleep by 1:30 in the morning. He comes next to the bed, right next to my bed, and starts meowing. Like out of like meow, meow, meow.
I hate that. Out of control.
Yeah. And
why don't you just set your door, Jamie? Why don't you just get a little crate and lock him up at night?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Except for if I close the door or put him wherever he is, he will start meowing and meowing and meowing and meowing until I let him out. And you don't want to cave to them, but you have to when they just won't shut up and you just want to get some sleep. So I started letting him out. Well, at about 3:30 in the morning, I have these French doors in my bedroom, and he goes around to the French doors at about 3:30 and starts meowing out of control to be let back in. And so I'm losing sleep because of this freaking cat. And so we've actually renamed my cat effing Frank because his name is Frank. And usually the effing is not edited. my husband and I now call him effing Frank, except for, you know, the non-edited version. Great language to have in a house with a baby, I know. But, oh, my God, this cat just drives us crazy. And
the cat kind of rules the house.
I know, and that is not tolerable to me, which is why we're having animal behavior expert Arden Moore, who is here right now. And let's see, Jennifer, if you can take her off hold, let's talk to Arden. Good morning, Arden.
Hey, pause up, Jamie and Tammy. Sorry about your meow problem.
Oh, my God.
You know what? New name, though. F and Cat. F and Frank. Perfect.
F and Frank. That is the cat. And, you know, I thought, I got on here one morning after particularly, I think it was about a week ago, after venting particularly heavy because I had lost so much sleep that night. And I think I didn't go back to sleep after the 3:30 entrance back into the house because I get so mad that Jennifer suggested that I seek professional help. And pause up to you, Arden. Thank you for joining us. What the hell can I do besides what my husband wants to do, which is shoot the cat?
Yeah, I know. The thing is, Frank, there's a reason Frank needs to go outside. Now, he's not making it on our time clock, but there's a few things that you can do. You mentioned you have French doors. Is there a way that you could put in a little kitty door that would allow him to go in and out? And products are so high-tech. He can wear a little collar that would only allow that door to open for Frank, not for Ricky the raccoon. So one option is to be able to do that because you don't want to have all of a sudden a menagerie in your bedroom at 3:30 in the morning. The other thing is...
Come here, little possum.
Come here, little possum. Well, at least you're quiet as you're munching on my face. No,
I know, right?
you don't want to invite the wildlife in. The other thing is... cats are, people think they're nocturnal, but really what they are, the right term is capsicular, which is a big fancy term for saying, I am going to be really, 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 really active at dawn and dusk, because that's when I'm a big hunter, because cats are all about being a hunter. So he's trying to get an early jump on, you know, catching some varmints outside, probably is why he's going out so early. But he is a routine, and he has now trained you to this routine. So the goal today is to break that routine and create a new routine. And it's going to take a little patience, but I would first consider doing one of those doggy door, kitty doors that you can train him easily using treats, and you can have it so that it only opens when his collar has the device on it that activates it. So that's one option. considering.
Question about that is we'd have to cut into the house because they're glass French doors all along the back. But he's the kind of cat that when he goes to the door, he wants to stand there for about 5 minutes and go, do I want to? Do I want to not? Do I want to? I don't know. Do I want to? I don't know. Will the cat door remain open through that entire decision-making process, or will he be quicker to decide?
Well, I don't know Frank personally, but if he wants to go outside, that's the option. Now, there could be another door or window you can also provide him, because, I mean, I don't want you to, like, spend $1 million just to let the cat out. But you need your sleep, especially being a mommy, and you're already getting interrupted at that. The other thing is you got to wear the guy out. So at night, instead of feeding him maybe at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, start feeding him later at night and get his belly nice and full. Put a little turkey in there because that does make them go into Z-land pretty well. He needs to play a little bit and then give him a nice meal right before bedtime so you're resetting his clock. So he might sleep a little bit longer because he's got a full tummy. That's something, it's easy, you can do.
So turkey mixed with some Benadryl, maybe?
No.
Okay, so I like that idea a little bit better, is to get him a little more active pre-bedtime.
And you don't have to go buy zillions of toys. If you have a bathtub, he can become a feline hockey star. Take like a paper wad or a ping pong ball in an empty bathtub, Jamie. Don't be getting evil here.
I thought he was going to say
throw
him in the bath.
Yeah. No. We're not having swimming kitties. But they like, because that tub is nice and big and the porcelain, they can go flying all around inside that trying to go after that paper wad. That's a really cool thing. Cats also like high places, so get friggin' Frank a friggin' cat tree that he can be surveying his surroundings from up high, and make that so it's such a cool place. Put it by, like, the living room window or something. Maybe he can just be kind of, you know, looking outside from up on his perch, being the king of his neighborhood.
Well,
so
he is a roof cat.
I like
that. He's a roof cat, so that's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah. Cats have a choice of living in a bowling alley or being inside an elevator. They're going to go for the elevator because they like high vertical places. That's why all these people now are doing these things on their walls with these really decorative little ledges. They're calling it the feline highway, and it looks like it's, you know, like nice artwork or little ledges, but actually what it is it's a wall highway for cats, and they jump from one thing to another, and they dig it. And it gives them something to do. I have a feeling Frank is a little bored. You're busy with the baby, so he needs some keep busy toys. He needs to be fed later at night. If you can put in a doggy door, a kitty door, that would be something. And here's something cool. If you close your bedroom door thinking that'll stop him, and he just goes, wow, wow, and then pause at your door, you can actually go to, like, Radio Shack or one of those places and get a remote device for your hand dryer or your vacuum. You plug it in so you can just hit the remote button to turn it on when he starts howling, and he will skedaddle away from your door.
Oh, my gosh, I love
that.
That's
kind of more like
And the other thing you could do is if you have these plastic runners you put when you put on office chairs, and underneath there's those nubby stuff that's not really – pleasant to feel, you can put that outside your door, so when he comes near your door, he puts his paw on, and it's not really fun for him. Or they actually make scat mats that go, they just kind of scare him away. So I kind of like the hairdryer idea, though. Can you imagine?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Time for a blow dry, frickin' Frank.
You know, what you've mentioned, which is, excuse me, very telling of my situation, is that Frank, we like to think that he is the kind of cat where if they were bigger, they want you to know that you could die. Like, they could kill you without you knowing it, because he's the kind of cat, like, he loves, when he goes outside, he loves to go up on our roof, and we'll be standing outside talking, and we'll look up, and he is right over our heads, and he is silently hunting us. And then the other place he likes to be is in my closet, and he lays on my husband's shirts, which he's white, and it really irritates me. My husband must love me, because this cat has tested him to the end. But he'll lay in the closet. My husband will go to get a shirt, and he's up on the top shelf, which is where the shirts are, and it scares the bejesus out of him all the time. So he likes
well,
to
make
be up
a little
on that top shelf.
Yeah, make a little spot on that top shelf for a really comfortable cat bed, seriously, and he'll give up the shirts for the comfort, and it's a compromise because your husband's shirts are hair-free, and he still gets to survey your surroundings.
Yeah, and I was thinking that cat, I just was in, I think, TJ Maxx yesterday, and they had those big old cat toy things that go all the way up to the wall with the circles and the boxes, and that would be great, and they're, you know, covered in carpet. What are those called? You just said it.
They're called cat trees or cat furniture. They're activity thing. Just make sure it's not those cheap ones that are wobbly and thin, because cats like to scratch vertically at an angle and horizontally, and they like to have little cubby holes to nap in or to peek around. So, you know, it's worth the investment. I have one that's, I have two cats, and they dig it. They're going up and down and all around, and, you know, I get to sleep.
That's nice. Yeah, and I just saw those, and I was thinking, just with you mentioning it, he also loves to lay on the back of the couch when the family's there. And I've made that comfortable, and to wait to get a hair free is he's got his own blanket that sits on the top of the couch because he sits at the very top in the corner and watches everybody. So you might be onto something there. I'm going to start calling you Dr. Moore. Dr. Moore.
I really think he likes to be up high. He feels safer. He can check things out. I mean, think about cats. They absorb everything that goes on in their surroundings. But here's what they think about. They think about they hunt, catch, kill, eat, groom, sleep. Hunt, catch, kill, eat, groom, sleep. That's their mantra. That's all they think about 24/7. Hunt, catch, kill, eat, groom, sleep, and interrupt Jamie's sleep. I think that's an added one.
That's a pretty good description of a cat.
Exactly. You nailed it. You said it's a good description of a cat. You nailed it. And just a little funny story is we have this little place outside that a lot of our arena sand, when we were putting the sand in, got piled up. And I noticed that the mound, like the area of sand was piled into a mound. And I thought, oh, my gosh, like one of the dogs has buried something in there. Somebody buried something in there. I've got to find out what it is. And so I went, thank God, I went and got a manure fork, walked over, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to, like, I thought maybe I'd find treasure, buried treasure I would find.
Oh, well, you did.
But dog went, yeah. Idiot me, I find the kitty litter box. I didn't know what this whole like mound of sand was piled up for. Every morning I went out there, it was piled up, and it's because effing Frank goes out there and uses the bathroom, but at least he's doing it outside, which is nice.
Well, he did, but hey, Jamie, you gave me the super deluxe model, man. Not every cat can have one of these, but sand is a really good digging. It's soft. It's easy for him to bury his treasures and cover the scent so that the coyote doesn't know he's using the bathroom there. So that's why he's doing that. I mean, they do dig sand, and you just gave him the perfect gift.
I meant to. It's all about Frank. Arden, where can people find you and your show and find out? You have a website?
Yeah, they can go to Four Legged Life. That's F-O-U-R, Legged Life. And my show is called Oh, Behave! On Pet Life Radio. We have about 1 million listeners. We do a lot of celebrities that have cat and dog issues, and we've had Jennifer Aniston on and Betty White. But I'm all about kind of working out a compromise between the four-legger and the two-legger because, you know, these are your hairy roommates, and we all got to get along. So I'm kind of in it for both.
I love that. They're my hairy roommates, and this is a very hairy roommate. I can't thank you enough, Arden. And if you could go ahead and pass along Betty White's contact info to Jennifer, our producer, I'd appreciate it. I'd love to talk to her. Just kidding.
Yeah, I told Betty White at 92, she's actually 16 in dog years. So if you ever hear her say, I'm 16 years old, you know where she got it from.
Nice, nice. I love it. Well, Arden Moore, thank you so much. And we will link to all that stuff on our Facebook page as well. And, tell everybody we said hi. And, again, thank you so much. You give me a lot to think about.
Well, good luck with you and F and Frank. I hope the F becomes fine, Frank. Finally, Frank. That's what the F stands for.
I love it. I love it. Thanks, Arden. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay, I got ideas, Tammy. I got a shopping list now. I get to go shop again.
I don't know. He sounds like everyone's just catering to him.
Yeah.
I'm not a big cat
he's
person.
A cat. Well, I'm not a cat person either, which is why the cat frustrates me to no end, because I'm like, listen, you should just sit around and be quiet because you're lucky to be here. But he
that is exactly what I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't work when you say that to them and then they start meowing at 3:30 in the morning to go out or come in. So that's how it works.
I would take a water bottle, Jamie, and I would fill it up with water and I would carry it with me all the time.
Yeah, until they're on the other side of the door. Tammy, I've thought of all these things, which is why we just had Arden Moore, the cat expert,
okay,
tell me what to do and give me some ideas. Now, I'm super excited about our next guest. We're going to get to Ellie Price in just a moment, right after the Kentucky Performance Products commercial. Thank you for being a sponsor of the show, KPP.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Electrolytes. Who needs them? Your horse, that's who. Electrolytes perform critical functions within your horse's body. They help regulate nerve and muscle functions by carrying electrical impulses between cells. In addition, electrolytes assist the body in maintaining a healthy fluid balance by controlling your horse's desire to drink. When your horse loses significant amounts of electrolytes and fluids, problems such as dehydration, muscle cramping, fatigue, tying up, and colic may occur. Even in mild forms, these conditions can have a negative impact on your horse's ability to perform and recover after exercise. Top riders and veterinarians turn to Summer Games Electrolyte to keep their horse healthy in hot weather, and you can too. Summer Games replenishes the electrolytes and trace minerals lost when your horse sweats, and it stimulates the thirst response so your horse continues to drink and stay properly hydrated. So when the going gets hot, trust Summer Games Electrolyte from Kentucky Performance Products to protect your horse.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
And coming up next on the show, we have Ellie Price, a producer of American Mustang, the movie. And our listeners will remember Ellie. She was on the show a little while back because she has been doing a lot of great things to help the Mustangs out and help get them back into the wild where they belong. Welcome to the show, Ellie.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Ellie, I want to thank you for joining us, and I also want to jump right off here and tell you that I think what you're doing with Alisa Wallace is just absolutely awesome.
Oh, are you following Alisa? She is so good. I guess do a lot of your listeners know who Alisa is and what she does? She's
we had her
writer
on the show. Yeah, she's amazing. We had her on the show last week, and she was talking about 2 weeks ago maybe, and she was talking about you guys were getting a Mustang together that she was going to train to event.
Absolutely. And I, you know, she is, she impressed me so much with her horses, her horsemanship, and her commitment to Mustangs. And I said, you know, I asked her, what is your next step? And she said she wants a whole barn full of Mustangs. And I thought, this is my kind of girl. And so we have this horse, and his name, he has a wonderful name, Fianto Duri, and she'll be taking possession of him in about, in the next couple of weeks. And she's ambitious to just say, yep, we'll be competing in the fall, but I'm a believer. Yeah. So after watching her ride.
And she posted pictures of him on her Facebook page, and he is just gorgeous. You picked a good one, Ellie.
Thank you. Well, that was Elisa. So, we picked him together, but she's got the eye for sure. So,
well, I'm really excited to see what progresses. I had talked to her because I was thinking about we got her on because I was actually seeking advice. And my gosh, we talked to the right person because she was super on board. I told her, I said, I'm thinking about getting a Mustang out here. I live in Arizona, and getting a Mustang and trying to event it. And she was like, oh my God, you have to do it. I'm doing it too. And that's when she told us about what you guys are working out. So I think it's awesome. And she was definitely an inspiration to me, and hopefully in the future I'll be able to do that.
I hope you do. If I get back into eventing, which I haven't done for over 10 years, it would be on a Mustang for sure. That would make it interesting.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Some people said that they love the idea, and other people that know me are like, you're crazy, but it can't be worse, and Jennifer can vouch for this, it can't be worse than the off-the-track thoroughbred experiences that I've had. So, you know?
Yeah, I'm totally right with you. I just never enjoyed coming out of dressage with my thoroughbred with those scores, and I even remember, judges saying to me, like, are you going to be okay? I would run to my trainer and say, look at this, the judge is worried about me on cross country. And my trainer, who is a wonderful person, Beth Perkins, she's still competing at the upper levels out of North Carolina. But, you know, Beth would just say, oh, don't worry about it. Your horse is terrible in dressage. Cross country is his best thing. You'll be fine. But, yeah, I'd rather ride a Mustang now for sure. So.
Well, I have not obviously spent that much time with them, but I'm super excited to give it a try in the future. Hopefully, we'll see what happens.
Oh, good. Well, let's stay in touch. Yeah, stay in touch on that. I want to follow you when you do it.
Oh, Ellie, that'd be great. I would love it. And I wanted to also thank you. Last time we talked, you sent me a very lovely bottle of wine, or two bottles of wine, and actually I was pregnant when you sent them to me. I just found out I got pregnant. So I had Dunstan wine sitting on the shelf for, I don't know, like probably another 11 months, and finally got to drink it, so it aged appropriately, and it was the best wine we've ever had. It was the Dunstan, the red that you sent, I believe it was
the Pinot
Cabernet
Noir.
Yeah, Pinot Noir, and oh my gosh, that was the best wine ever, and just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, and congratulations to you. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was torture to have a beautiful bottle of red and not be able to drink it. It was like, it's testing my mettle right now.
Yeah, definitely.
But tell us about this documentary that you're involved in.
Well, we have American Mustang has been on it's a 3D film, and we've been on the road with the movie crisscrossing around the country at select cities in kind of a limited release. We haven't played screened in the major markets yet, like New York, LA, and the Bay Area, which we are saving because we will be launching in those cities really big. But we've been building our grassroots support and our interest in the movie by going and screening the horses in places where horse people are. And it's been a really interesting model, and we're just about at the end of it. We're going to be opening in Portland, Oregon on April 18th, Friday, April 18th. So if you know anyone in Portland or anyone listening, we have 1 week run in the Fox Tower Theater in Portland, which is a wonderful theater and a fun part of town. And we have a lot of buzz in Portland already. They had an article on the front page yesterday about the movie, and you have some great advocates involved, Mustang Meg and Stacy Riggs, who's a really good Elisa Wallace type rider. She's a Mustang Heritage Foundation person, Mustang Makeover winner from Oregon, and she's going to be at some of our events with her horse. So anyway, we're coming out strong in Portland on April 18th, and then after that, that'll be our sixth city. We did Houston, Denver, Wellington, Rancho Mirage for the Hits circuit. We were down there during the horse show, and we've had some demonstrations at some of the places where there were horse shows. So it's been fun, and we've made a lot of friends. So on our Facebook page, you can see all our friends. I think we're up to 10,000. So.
Oh, my God. Send some over our way.
Yeah, for sure. We need to do like each other, whatever it is you do. I'm not good at social media. But anyway, so that's where the movie is now. We're, you know, and a thing that happens with this movie is people see the movie that don't know anything about wild horses, and they are just, their eyes are opened, and they realize how beautiful they are and where they are and what their lives are like in the wild. And that brings them to the issue. And then they say, oh, well, and look what's happening to them. And they've been rounded up and removed from the range. And we need to, you know, change the program and change the management to on-the-range management. And people see that. They understand it after seeing the movie. And even, you know, the real strong advocates, you know, are really happy with the movie because it doesn't show, you know, a demonizing, it's all about, you know, this terrible ranchers or the BLM is doing this terrible thing. It's really not about that. It's about finding a solution and managing them a better way and kind of figuring out what they are and how what's not working about the current management. So
it's not a down on any sort of organization. There's not one standout character that you're going to hate or anything like that. It's not a documentary where you're going to leave angry. You're going to leave inspired, right?
Yeah, we tried to do that. I think, you know, that people come out of it. We do Q&As after the opening nights usually in different cities, and these question and answer periods, and either the director or my co-producer or I will go up afterwards and say, you know, anyone have any questions? And people don't leave the theater. I mean, we get kicked out of the theater after half an hour, 40 minutes. They say, okay, you guys, you've got to leave because we are going to screen another movie. But
you got to sweep.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, people have a lot of questions and they really get turned on and they always say, what can I do? You know, what can we do about this? And where can I see wild horses in the wild? And what's going to change, you know, how they've been managed? So it's a really great conversation and glad to be part of it and looking forward to bringing it out nationally in the fall. So.
I cannot wait to see it. I'm such a huge fan of the Mustangs, obviously. And what you have done personally for the Mustangs. I was trying to tell Tammy a little bit about you before the show, and you, for those who don't know, purchased a big piece of land and turned a bunch of Mustangs free. Am I correct here with the details?
I did. I was involved in a rescue in 2010 where 170 horses were basically rounded up and dumped at a auction yard, which, you know, traditionally, notoriously, sells horses to slaughter. And that was here in Fallon, Nevada. I'm actually in Nevada now, back with six of these horses for the weekend. And for an amazing clinic that we're doing with some master horsemen. So if anyone's listening from Reno, that's what we're doing this weekend. But we brought six of the horses back. We joked as we were loading yesterday in California. We said, we're going back to Nevada. And they didn't want to get on the trailer. But I told them, this is your chance. Come on, show them what you are. So we got the horses here, and we start this morning at the Reno Livestock Event Center, and we've got 6 3-year-olds, and the clinicians, who I don't know your audience, if there's a lot of Western folks there, but Jason Patrick, who's a really top-winning cow horse trainer, Glenn Stewart and Dan James are the three master horsemen, and they're all kind of Pirelli-type, Pirelli-trained or style instructors, trainers, and they'll be
natural
working.
Natural horsemanship, guys, yeah.
Natural horsemanship, thank you. And anyway, so that's the program. They're going to pick three of my horses and do a three-day clinic at the Reno Event Center, just showing people, you know, taking a horse that's basically untouched and bringing it along in 3 days to riding it. So.
Wow, that's great. We've had Dan James on the show before, and we absolutely love him. And I know Tammy probably knows the other guys you were talking about, but what a great experience. And before we let you go, where can people find out about this event in Reno?
Oh, thank you so much. So becomeahorseman.com is the website. So just like it sounds, become a horseman. And the event starts this morning at the Reno Livestock Event Center, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And there's event passes. Yeah, there's a VIP dinner on Saturday night with the cowboys, with the horsemen. And my good friend Dean Voigt organized this event, and it looks like it's going to be really fun. So we're excited to be there, and hope everyone will show up and see us in Portland, too, with the movie on opening on the 18th. And our website for the movie is AmericanMustangTheMovie.com.
AmericanMustangTheMovie.com. And I do believe, I think I read it was in 3D as well.
It is in 3D. And we have a trailer, and it's, you can see it on the website, or if you go to our Facebook page, you can find the website and see the trailer. The trailer looks a little scary because we tried to make it exciting, the trailer, because that's Hollywood. But it's a family movie. You can definitely bring your kids. And there's a story of a girl, a 14-year-old girl, and a cowboy and a horse. And it's woven through the history and the on-the-range issues that – you know, so there's a different takeaway for everybody. There's something for everyone. And nothing, you know, that's going to scare you or give you a bad dream. So.
You said the three magic words when it comes to this listenership anyway, is you said girl and horse, which is what we all are, and you said cowboy, which is another selling point to our listeners. So
how could we go wrong? We like all of these things.
I know. We love these things. Okay, American Mustang, the movie, Jennifer has already posted links to all of these things on our Facebook page, becomeahorseman.com, for the event in Reno. Ellie, it is always a pleasure having you on our show. Thank you so much for joining us, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
My pleasure, and thank you so much for having me, and you know, hope to see you all in Reno or Portland, wherever, and thanks so much for having me on.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Tammy, do you not just love her?
I know. I'm just sitting here going, I've got so much to do after this show. I want to see the Reno event. I want to go to Rolex. I've got to watch the American Mustang movie. So you guys are filling my schedule up.
Well, you know, if we're going to go to Reno, we better get in the car because it's going on right now. But that would be cool.
Well, talking to Dan James last night. We've got his horses at my house, actually, and he had a lot of problems getting there. He's not at Reno yet. He missed his flight, or they canceled it with the bad weather. So I know they've had some problems getting there, so hopefully it all works out fine for him. But it sounds like a great event.
Isn't Dan James like the really – I didn't want to say this to Ellie, but isn't he like the really hot one?
I'm Australian, so an Australian to Australian doesn't have that exotic thing. But, yeah.
He doesn't
yes,
have to be exotic.
Probably.
He's hot. He's just a dude. That's, he's a cowboy, and he's hot. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct.
You can say it. It's okay. You're not going to get in trouble.
It's a girl show.
I know, right? It's a girl show, and Dan James, I didn't want to say that to Mrs. Price there, but oh my God, she has to spend the week with Dan James. I'm blushing right now. He's so cute. Jennifer, talk to us about balls. That's right. It's
that's
a girl
a segue.
Show. Jennifer, you're on mute. Oh, she's on mute right now. Oh, she would have liked that one. So we're going to talk to you guys about balls. Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls, of course. And what that is, Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls, Tammy, are you at all familiar with hanging balls? Be careful answering
that. I am. You know, it's something that I have seen advertised, I just think is wonderful, but I have yet to go buy some and try it out. So it's something that I would like to try out.
Yes, Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls is the what they call the original boredom buster. And apparently it is great tasting, and it's very healthy for your horse. And what Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls is it is a, basically it looks like a giant ball of sweet feet on a string. And it hangs down, and the horses get to just sit there and play with it, and they want to eat it, but they can't get it because it's hanging in the air, and it keeps them busy. I think Frank, he needs to make something for cats because he
make a big tuna ball.
I need to go to Uncle Jimmy and have a discussion with him. We need to make this happen. We could partner up on ideas. Yes. The hanging ball. Sorry, Tammy, go ahead.
That would be a great idea.
Gina Miles is on hold right now, and sadly she's hearing this whole entire conversation. Maybe she's familiar with Uncle Jimmy's balls. I don't know, but they're hanging balls, and they keep the horses from being bored. He also has licky things, squeezy buns, and pecker wreckers for your chickens. So we got to come up with some kind of clever name for the cat treats and cat toys. But
yeah,
we would love to thank Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls for being a sponsor of the show. And we're going to hold off on the song since Gina is on hold, and we'll go ahead and talk to her first. And then we'll play the song before we get to really bad ads. Does that work for you guys?
Sounds great.
All right, maybe we'll play it out. Who knows? But let's say hello to Gina Miles. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. I think it's a little early for me for hanging balls and licky treats.
You know what? I'm in the same time zone, honey. I get it. I get
wow.
it. Well, I know. If you haven't heard of them or seen them in your local tax shop, something to take to the horse trials to keep your horse from being bored at Galway is the hanging balls. It's a hanging ball.
Okay then.
Insert joke here. But he's a sponsor of our show. We really appreciate it, and we love his products. So, Gina, I want to thank you very much and welcome you and Professional Choice as a sponsor for our Rolex coverage. And, of course, it's brought to us by the Gina Miles Bit Collection and Saddle Pads, which we absolutely love. And thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. I can't believe it's already Rolex time. How did that happen?
I have less than 3 weeks until the first horse enters at A. I'm so excited.
Yes, it's exciting when that rolls around all year, and it's, I guess maybe I feel like, and everyone on the East Coast will shoot me here, but maybe I feel like it because we never really have had winter here in California, but I know all of our friends back East are pretty much ready to say goodbye to winter and bring on the spring.
I would imagine. And finally, I think usually when we get to Kentucky, the grass is finally starting to get green right around Rolex time. Gina, I'm in Phoenix, so I get it, honey. We don't have winter either.
I get it.
It's early, and we have no winter. We have a lot in common.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I know the entry list this year looks big and exciting, and, I think it looks like it's going to be a great competition.
Now, being an Olympian and a rider of these giant, ridiculously crazy cross-country courses, can you tell me how Buck Davidson does it on, like, 19 horses? How does he do that?
Well, I mean, he's got five entered. I imagine he'll probably choose three that he's actually going to compete on. There are some time limitations on what they can actually send out on a course every day. And, you know, they've got to give him a certain amount of time to space out between horses. So, he could have one of those. I don't know what his program is, but it is possible he's got one of those planned, you know, double entered between Rolex and Jersey or Bromont or Badminton or something like that. And he'll probably choose three of those to ride at the horse park. I'm not sure anyone's ever actually competed four at Rolex. I think three has been pretty much the most that anybody's done at one show. And, yeah, you can bet he's hitting his fitness program hard. I mean, just the effort of riding a horse around that 11-minute course three times over is certainly a lot of work. So he's definitely upping the ante on his fitness program, I can bet.
I mean, you, somebody like me, you know, goes around a training course, and I mean, I did it, and I think I couldn't move for like 2 days because the adrenaline and the excitement and the stress and the difficulty for somebody like me. And then you guys hop on these horses and run around. Do you have a big, giant fitness program that you stick to?
Well, yeah. I mean, we definitely hit the gym a bit with adding some extra cardio. You know, I mean, that's the thing that really gets you. You know, you can ride, you know, 10 horses, 10, 12 horses at home and do, you know, dressage or flat work or jumping or whatever. But the galloping, you know, obviously we have alternative methods of getting our horses fit so we don't pound their legs into the ground, and we use hills and we use treadmills and swimming and stuff like that to get the horses cardio. And it's the cardio that really gets you when you're galloping at speed like that. So, but, you know, you remember these riders, if you've got five horses aimed at Rolex, you're out competing them. You're competing them all leading up to it, too. You know, someone like Melba Boyd's injured right now, but he's going to be out competing, you know, multiple horses at a horse trial and a one-day horse trial. So the fitness that they're getting, just riding those horses, competing those horses, getting those horses ready, you know, it's their job. I mean, that's what they do every day, and they are serious athletes. And it, you know, just like any of these other Olympics, you saw the Olympics. You know, all these athletes that are in training to perform at that really high peak level of performance. You know, that's what they're out there doing. They have these horses out competing and training and going cross country. You know, five times around advanced and a couple times around intermediate and a couple times around preliminary. And so definitely the fitness is there. And then if you're like me and you only have ever had sort of a one or two upper level horses at a time, then you are going to want to get to the gym and do some cardio and some core and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, just walking the course throughout the day is exhausting. So I can't imagine riding it once, twice,
well,
three
times. Well, you find it when you're busy like that and you're riding that many horses, you get really good at learning your course off the first walk.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for sure, like a one-day event or something like that, when you've got all your phases in one day, you know, you might only get around that advanced track one time, and you just get really, you know, really good at learning your course the first time around. Obviously, you know, Kentucky, they'll walk around three or four times, but.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Gina, you have a lot of commitments at Rolex, I'm sure, and hopefully you'll be able to stop by and become live on our show in the morning. But also, are you doing any commentating?
I believe I'm doing the cross-country commentating again, which is always fun to be able to get a great view and see everybody going around and have some guests come in and join me for their comments as well. I've done that the last couple of years, and I've really enjoyed it. So we'll be doing that again this year.
Well, you did a great job. I was about, last year at Rolex, I was about 15 months pregnant, and so the only thing I could do was sit in a chair and watch online coverage, and I listened to you, and you had all these rotating guests coming through, and all the riders after they would get done would talk about the course. If you guys, you're not at Rolex, we will make sure to tell you where you can watch it online, because listening to Gina and interviewing all the riders, just, you did such a fantastic job, and I mean, they should be paying you to call baseball games. My God, you're so good.
Oh, thank you. Well, and I do think the coverage that is provided is, it's obviously being there. There's nothing quite like being there. But for people who can't make the trek, you know, I think that the coverage that's provided is pretty great to feel like you're as close to the action as you can be without being there.
It really is. Now, let's talk a little bit. We got to let you go here in a second, but let's get to your professional choice. Bits, and you have a bit collection and also a monoflap saddle pad. Monoflap saddles seem to be, that's what I have. I mean, they definitely have taken over. And you have a saddle pad designed for that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there are a lot of monoflap saddles that we're seeing out there these days. So we just, we lengthened the bottom of the saddle pad to make room. Because the billets are long, you know, we were finding some of our saddle pads, the keepers on the bottom were too short and were under the flap. So we made that a bit longer and gave a little more room to allow for those monoflap billets, as well as adding a short little Velcro piece up at the top. You know, a lot of times you just had to cut your billet straps off because you couldn't hook them on to the billets, so there's no long billets, we chopped that off, and so you can attach it up onto your D-ring or your breastplate. You know, I grew up in Pony Club, and I can remember losing points in my form on Spectrum for not having my Phillips straps attached. So I just, it's really hard for me to not have somewhere to attach those Phillips straps to in the front to make saddle pad not slip. So we've got a spot for the Phillips straps now. They can go onto your D-rings or onto your breastplate, still have it nice and secure. And it's just a great pad. It's a fitted pad, and it's got the brushed cotton liner, so it stays in place on the horse's back real nice. So we've been real happy with that.
Oh, my gosh, that is on my shopping list at Rolex for sure.
That's
because I have cut the billet straps on every single, I'm sorry, they cut the straps on every single one of my square pads because they don't work on a monoflap. You can't
yeah,
lift
exactly.
it up and hook it through the thing. And you're right.
Exactly. And it's just my habit. I just grew up doing it. It's my habit. Got to do it.
Yeah, and it used to be mine, but now with the monoflap, you can't do it. So this is great. Give it something to do there, and then you have your bit collection as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're doing more. One of my goals with the bit collection is to do some education about bidding and choosing bits and mouthpieces and cheek pieces and, you know, why you do what. And so we've been definitely working on that aspect of it and, you know, helping people understand why to use certain bits and when they need leverage and when they don't. And, you know, if they do need leverage, do they need to put their horse head up? Do they need to put their horse head down? You know, what exactly is going on here and helping people kind of analyze and look what's going on and really come up with the best fit that suits, you know, them and their horse and not just maybe what's the latest fad or on the market or just what they see their friend using, you know, but actually really understand how bits work. So that's, we've got some education with that and some information coming out about bidding and a bit booklet and stuff like that just to help people understand their bidding needs.
And all these things will be available at Rolex in the Professional Choice booth?
Yep. We've got a Professional Choice booth. It'll be in the indoor arena, in that nice vendor area in the indoor arena. We've got a nice big Professional Choice booth there, so stop by and say hi. I'm going to be there when I'm not, you know, running around doing other things, as well as my husband's joining me this year. And so everyone should stop by and say hi.
Fantastic. Gina, we really look forward to it. And as usual, hopefully we'll have to have you on the show to talk about it and get your take on all things Rolex. But we really appreciate it. You guys, thank you. Olympian Gina Miles joining us here on Horses in the Morning. And we'll talk to you again soon, Gina. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Take care.
And we're posting the link to all of your products on our Facebook page as well. So we will talk to you soon. All right. Tammy, are you still there? I've kind of been a little bit gabby. These are all some of my favorite guests that we've had on the show.
No, I'm fine. And, you know, I'm really excited. I'm going to probably not make it to Rolex, but now I know that there's coverage like that available. I'm taking my broadband card with me wherever I go, and I am watching Rolex on my iPad.
Yeah, I definitely, it was such awesome coverage. And like I said, I couldn't hardly move, but, you know, it was perfect for me to sit down and just watch the whole thing. So
that sounds
we really
great.
Appreciate it. Jennifer, if you guys want to go ahead and start introducing the Really Bad Ads or play song, I've got to go get the baby because he has now officially woken up. It's been a good morning. Woohoo! No vomit this morning.
Yeah.
Yes! Not yet. There's still time. All right,
well,
y'all take over.
That,
I'll be back.
All righty. It is that time of the week, everyone, everybody's favorite time of the week, when we do really bad ads. And our dedicated listeners go and surf the web all over the world and send to us ads for horses, horse tack, horse things, horse buggies, pickup trucks, pets, pet poo, all those sorts of things that you find in the farm and garden section on the online classifieds. They find the ones that are off kilter, off silly, stupid, et cetera, and they send them to us. And then every week we pick and choose about a dozen of them, and we create a dramatic reading. And then the ones that we think are the worst of the worst, we give a prize to the clever listener who found it and submitted it to us. Are you ready for the challenge, Tammy?
I am ready because I think you guys probably have an endless line of really bad ads because I see so many, and I hate to like say it, but generally on Craigslist of really bad ads.
Oh, absolutely. It is the purview of really bad ads. There was a time when the newspaper classifieds were where the really bad ads were, because people looked at the newspaper classified as the cheap place to advertise for things that really aren't worth anything. But nowadays, Craigslist is that place.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, gotta love Craigslist.
Yes, it is the most fruitful hunting ground.
Yes, yes, that is a great way to put it.
Yes, it is fruitful. So this week on the Really Bad Ads, the prize is a $25 gift certificate from EquestrianCollections.com. A lot of folks might not know this, but Equestrian Collections was founded back in 2006 with the goal of showcasing and selling the entire product lines of the major equestrian brands, which is something that the majority of large internet or mail order companies do not do. They tend to sell their own brand name products. Well, fast forward a few years, and today, EquestrianCollections.com now features more than 200 different brands of apparel, footwear, tack, and supplies, and that comes up to some 13,000 products. And
wow.
The Equestrian, yeah, and they don't stop there. They keep going and going.
You can't find something you don't like there.
You can't find anything. That means you just don't like anything.
Exactly.
And they don't stop. They also have their innovative mount-up rewards program, so you can earn points to get discounts. They have Bongo International, so that folks can have their orders shipped overseas at a fantastic rate. They also have a premium shipping program, which is very similar to Amazon Prime, where you sign up, pay a flat fee, and then get great shipping rates. They also have a Savvy Shopper Sales, so you can sign up for email sales, a price match promise, which is pretty much unheard of on the internet, and more and more and more if you read all the details on the website. So you can hit up EquestrianCollections.com today. Lots of good stuff. And you can get new stirrup irons there, by the way, too.
I needed, that's for sure.
Yeah. So go to EquestrianCollections.com and you'll find all the fun, all the savings, and all the service right there. Pretty cool, eh?
Great stuff. I love shopping. And I love shopping online because it doesn't hurt when you put your credit card number in as much, because I guess you just don't see it processed.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Love online shopping.
So that we don't miss out on any of our fantastic ads, what we're going to do is play our favorite song, Girls and Horses, for a few minutes, and then when Jamie gets back, we're going to start reading those crazy ads.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she talks about them, dreams about them, thinks about them all the time. She's got to have them, be lost without them. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She says, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Now that I'm older, still lean on their shoulders, I still feel like that girl someday. What is it? What is it with girls and dream about them. I live to love them, and I love to eyes. I'll always have them, be lost without. There's magic in those gentle eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? What?
That is Templeton Thompson, Girls and Horses. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by our friends over at Kentucky Performance Products. You can find them at kppusa.com. All right, guys, do you have the sounder ready, Jennifer?
Oh, yes, I have to get the – oh, no, I'm getting – where are you at? Oh, no, I've fallen off on the job.
It?
I knew I would do it.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but, hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Yes, my friends, it's that time of the week. And filling in for Glenn on the really bad ads, of course, Tammy Sorrance from the Western Radio Show. Tammy, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, guys. I'm still here.
I know. You're still here. Thank God. You haven't left me yet. So how this goes is I read one, you read one, and then we pick a winner. Got it?
Sounds like a plan.
Now, the name that I say is not the person that wrote the ad. So it's, don't send me your angry emails. Those are the people that submitted it, okay? I'm not mentioning names of people.
Clarify that.
Yeah. And trust me, it's happened. Holly sent in the first one, and I think that this one is definitely a first because this is from Skagit Valley. I don't know where that is. And the title of the ad is Ferret Poop. Looking for ferret poop. Serious. It is supposed to repel mice. I will come and get it. Please reply if willing to share your ferret's poop. The one worse thing, Tammy, than having mice is having crap on top of where the mice are. I think that is the worst idea ever. That does not seem like a healthy deterrent for me.
Oh, no. No, not at all. I mean, that's just making a bad situation worse.
Exactly. Let's make the bad worse. All right, thanks, Holly. You're up next, Tammy. Let's see how you do.
I have an ad from Lindsay, and it is titled Horse for Sale, $700, Lafayette, Indiana. And it reads, I have a 9-year-old quarter buckskin horse, 14-2 hands, tall for sale, $700. He has only been broke for the last 4 years. It took him a while. He has been to a guy that broke him for me for 30 days. He has also been to a trainer last summer for 60 days. He taught him to sidestep. He just needs more time being rode, R-O-A-D, than my daughter has. He still needs to be rode at least 4 or 5 days a week. He is a little skittish around new things. He stands for the farrier, bath, and loads. We'll also trade for a well-broke horse that she can get on and ride when she has time.
So, reading between the lines, what is your opinion of this horse, Tammy? What do you think is wrong with this horse? Why are they selling it?
He's probably learned to sidestep when you try and get on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Put your foot in the stirrup. He sidesteps really fast. Yeah.
And he's been broke for the last 4 years. And to me, maybe he's lying, Jamie. Maybe he's working.
I just like that they're like, we'll trade, you know, who does this? Like, I have this really crappy, short, unbroke, crazy horse that wasn't even ridden till he was, like, 5 years old. He's nuts. And I'll trade him for your well-broke horse.
You know what? Obviously somebody. And they are probably going to get a reply, Jamie.
Jana sent in this next one. Horses for sale, $1,500. I don't want to say the ranch name, but it's probably spelled wrong. This is all one sentence. I have three horses for sale. All are very genital. There is a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old, females, and a 9-year-old gelding. I need $2,500 for the gelding, who I would put anyone on. The females are well started, and I ride them on the trails. They are all beautiful horse, but the young female colt is a paint that turns everybody's eye. Thank God the young female colt is a paint. I only need to sale one of these, the two that are left. I will take back to Canada. That's Canada. That I don't even know what I just read, but they are genital. They are genital.
Wow. If any word is spelled wrong, it's that one.
Yeah. don't misspell gentle. Just don't. Why would you add an I? I don't know. I don't know why you would spell it like that. But there you go. Three horses for sale.
You know what? I think maybe she was texting the add-in and maybe autocorrect fixed it or destroyed it.
Can you text an ad into Craigslist? I don't know.
I don't know. But I'm trying to give her a logical answer and reason why.
Listen, we gave up logic in this segment. A long time ago. There's no logic. You can't explain anything about anybody. You'll learn. Okay, what's next?
Okay, next is Bryce. And it reads, horse for sale, $2,300 sterling. I am selling my 8-year-old QH mare. She is 16 two hands, can WTC with ease. She prefers adults, which is why I'm selling her, because I need a horse my kids can ride. She's best for someone who wants to do jumping because she gets bored easily. We'll sell or trade for tractor, 2-3-horse trailer, or good kids.
Wait. Let me read that last sentence again in case anybody didn't get that. I will sell or trade for a tractor, 2-3-horse trailer, or good kids. Not good kids horse.
No, good kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would trade this demon horse for some good kids. Right, there you go. Thanks, Bryce. Well done. Tammy sent in the next one. Oh, wow. This is using the words incorrectly. Nice 4-year-old horse, not spayed, as in spayed or neutered.
I can't even get past the title.
And there is a photograph that comes with it, and it is the Jockey Club papers that does show it is a dark bay or brown filly. So they mean spayed. Don't know much about her, but here's what seems to be her birth certificate or registration papers, whatever. This person's a horse person. Seems to be your birth certificate. My stepdad took it as payment owed to him, but he has no time to give her the attention she deserves. She is rideable, but needs more work if you want her for kids. $1,500. Okay, This is like some dude that has this horse probably in his garage, and we're going to see about it on the news.
She's rideable but needs more work if you want her for kids. So it doesn't matter if an adult gets hurt, but watch out for the kids.
Exactly. You're getting it. You're starting to pick it up. Okay, what's the next one?
Next one's Robin, and it reads, Robin sent it in. Robin didn't write it. It says, selling my mare for $800 OBO. She rides and saddles, used for hurdles and roping. Good everyday rider if you choose. She does get a little jumpy around new people, but warms right up if she likes you. Good for kids and adults. She's part draft and dappled buckskin. Beautiful mare. If you're interested, please give me a call or text anytime. Come and see her today. Must have trailer to haul her. That's it, Jamie.
Wow.
Jumpy, but if she likes you, you're home.
And you have to have a trailer to haul her, and you can't actually put her on your boat. So make sure that you have your trailer ready.
You probably could ride her back if you were close. Or by the way, she'd be broke when you got there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. Well, the next one is, oh, wow, this is beautiful. This is a piece of art is what this is. And somebody should be really, this is what you need to get Glenn, Jennifer, as a prize. It's not too far away. It's in Quitman, Georgia. I lived in Georgia for 25 years, and I have no idea where Quitman is. Horse buggy, $300 in Quitman, Georgia. We have for sale a four-person horse buggy with rubber tires, asking $300 or best offer. How exactly would you explain what this is, aside from the fact that the seats look like they used to belong 100 years ago in the back of a minivan? Anybody? Any help?
I didn't even know anything about buggies.
I especially like the wheels. I like those wheels. They're right off of a Subaru. I'm sure of it.
Exactly. Okay, so it's like Subaru wheels, and it looks like some decking material, and then some sort, and it's red and green, so it's ready for Christmas. And it's got seats from a van down by the river. I don't know what else to tell you.
And it's got a trunk. I like the trunk in the back.
I didn't have the picture you guys are looking at.
Oh, you don't have the picture. Okay, see, so that's what we're going to post it. Jennifer, if you could post that on our Facebook page so at least Cammy can see it and everybody can see it. Who doesn't know?
Check it out.
But it's like Honda Accord tires and the minivan from your grandparents. I don't know. And you're right. There's
it
like a little
like a
shelving
song like that. Isn't there a country song where someone gathered up parts from everything to make a car?
Probably.
Surely. Yeah.
This
sure.
could be a country song. Yeah.
Okay. The next ad we have is from iZolt, and it says, for sale, Ireland. And it reads, I am selling my two beautiful cobs because I am a beginner and they are more that I can use. Would like them to be brought on for full horsing event. Five-star home only. The gelding? Wall-eyed, skew-bald, standing, 13.5, has been broken and ridden lightly. Chipped, vaccinated, and in perfect health. 850, is that euros? Or
I don't know. I think that's euros,
and then
yeah.
There's another one. Yep, the mare. One wall-eyed, piebald, standing, 14.3, is broken riding and doing some jumps. Chips, vaccinated, and in perfect health, has lovely moustache.
What?
Has lovely moustache. I guess she has a little curly little mid hairs, maybe. I don't know. Hopefully.
For those who don't speak Southern Australian, let me say what that word was again. It says chipped, vaccinated, and in perfect health, has a lovely moustache. Like,
yes.
Moustache. That's a selling point, apparently. Sorry, carry on.
It's a character. It's unique.
Uh-huh.
But, Jamie, both have a lucky white ear, are easy and kind dispositions, and are agreeable to whatever you ask. We'll consider trade.
Nice, nice. Did you know that maybe our listeners can help me out here? Maybe it's an Irish thing, but is it lucky if your horse, your paint horse, has a white ear? Have you ever heard that, Tammy?
I've never heard that. And the thing that amazes me, these horses, like, they don't sound like really, like, amazing horses. And I'm really surprised that someone would even put a microchip in them. if they got lucky, you'd be lucky.
Because you don't want them back. Like, if it runs away, I don't want it back.
But a mustache.
It is 13.5, so that's something. Linda sent in the next one. Linda, it is in La Pointe, Utah, 5-year-old Bay Roan mare. I have a big, solid, grade Bay Roan mare. I believe she's around 4 or 5 years old. She is not broke. She stands around 15.2 or taller. Can they get less descriptive? I'm going off something here. They don't know how old she is. They don't know if she's broke. They don't know how tall she is. Okay. The one thing they do know is this next sentence. She has a really thick mare. She is a really thick mare. Would make a nice rope prospect. That means she's fat, right? A really thick mare?
I thought it might have said, I thought it read thick mane, but I was just putting an N where the I was.
I did too, actually. That's the thing I thought. She has a really thick mane. She is a really thick mare. Would make a nice rope prospect. She isn't too friendly, but she
That's
will let you...
That's why she's a rope for a catcher, Jamie. That's
yeah,
why she's a rope
exactly.
prospect.
Good point, Tammy. She isn't too friendly, but she will let you pet her if you go slow up to her. I have raised her. You did not raise her. How do you not know how old she is if you raised her? She really is a sweet mare that just needs some attention. I can text pictures in text is better as I work through the day. $400. $40,000. Yes, it says $400, asking $400 OBO, and then it says $40,000. So somewhere between those two numbers, make an offer.
I don't know. I still can't get over it. She isn't too friendly.
And I raised her. So basically, if she's not friendly, whatever. We could. This person needs to
get right into that.
Yeah. We need to get into
okay.
that.
Next ad is sent by Kathleen, and it reads the title, Cheap to Free 2-3 Horse Trailer $1 Sarasota.
$1?
No idea. It says, have an old horse trailer sitting in the yard? I'm looking for a fixer-upper. So when the time's right to buy my daughter a horse, we'll be able to transport it. I'm very good at making beat-up things look good again, so feel free to send me whatever you have. Thank you.
Now, Kathleen is a listener. Kathleen must be a listener because she knows that every week we have some sort of really crappy horse trailer that, Kathleen, if you could write to those people and just tell them to listen to our show and follow us on Facebook, we will show them about 100 trailers. They could just go back through the archives and find trailers that people would need to get rid of that are really beat up. It's amazing how many horse trailers there are just sitting in yards. Tammy, do you see that a lot where you are in Texas?
Everywhere. Yep, sure do.
Yeah. So, Kathleen, tell those people to listen to our show and go back through our Facebook page. Hannah sent in the next one. Hannah, horse for sale, lease, or trade, $1.
They're cheap today.
I know. Cheap, everything's cheap today. Young, broke, bomb-proof, red and white quarter horse mare. Aprox-a-mately. I don't even know. That's so misspelled. 16 hands tall. No kick, buck, or bite, and she's fast as hell. Comes with saddle. Rehoming fee applies as I have put money and a lot of time into this horse, and I won't just give her away. We'll consider, Damon, you know they want to get rid of this horse. We'll consider all offers and even trades, and for the first time, they will trade an iPhone. I will consider iPhones to trailers. I will consider any and everything. Just ask. Wow.
I will give you a halter. I will bring her to you. Wow.
Here, let me try you this pair of mittens.
Here's my old phone.
I mean, I'll just take it. Take it.
Oh
give me,
God.
Give me your a pair of shoes. I don't care. Let's see. Well, we got to pick a winner, and we're running out of time, so we got to do this quickly.
Oh, I mean, I really like the last one.
Yeah, the last one?
Yeah, that made me smile a lot. Yeah.
Sorry. trailer.
Really. All right. Well, I Hannah, like you are, congratulations, Hannah. You are the winner of the $25 gift certificate for Equestrian Collections. Tammy, I can't thank you enough for joining me and filling in for Glenn. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry if we've had any sound issues, you guys. That's just the way that it works. And thanks for letting me be very chatty. And
Lucas, you were such a good boy today.
You were, he's like looking at me like I'm crazy. He slept till 7. It was a miracle. Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll talk to you again Monday. Hopefully I'll be here. And Tammy, you won't have to fill in after doing it.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it. And good luck to you on your shootings. And hopefully we'll see you at Rolex.
Yeah. If I'm not there, I'll be listening.
Well, I hope you're there, but I understand. Yeah, when at least you can check out the, I think it's the USEF network that plays it, but we'll make sure we let you know.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of every show, Tammy, I say one particular thing. It's kind of my little sign-off, and it tells everybody that I'm leaving. And do you have anything on the Western Radio Show that you say every week at the end of the show?
Ellen always says, life's better when you're looking between the ears of your horse. And I think that really applies to you this weekend, Jamie.
Yes, it does. We're back on him doing things. Life is better when I'm not looking at my horse's ears from the ground. Well said. Hey, Neuter and Gel, have a great weekend. Talk to y'all Monday morning. Lord willing. Ha, ha, ha.